Wes Springer.
Hi there, Chris. Hi, Chris. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Now, Tara wanted me to get on the line. She wanted me to get you the details of the service, answer any questions you might have, also to apply a very significantly reduced rate for your young company. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far? Sir.
So far, so good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something, but we don't really know who to call. I mean, that's the power of this particular listing, especially for a brand new business like yours. You know, people in your area will not need to already know the name of your company to see you as a top option there when they do that search. And then, of course, they'll be picking up the phone and calling you directly. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, it's a very significantly reduced rate here for a young company. It's actually a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It is a month-to-month service, so there are no long-term contracts. Our job, though, is to simply keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. I mean, that being said, you don't want to be locked into something. Right, yeah. And the best part about it is that promotional rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate, meaning it's never going to go up on you. It's not going to balloon up on you later on down the road. In fact, it would never be a penny more than the exact amount. In this case, it's just $199. You save $200 every month off the normal cost of the service. Now, it's not just for Google. It is, of course, for all the content that the search engines search for when someone does a keyword search. So you'll have, for example, a fully optimized Facebook page for your business. You'll have a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories. All of them are equally important to Google. All of them, of course, will be talking about your services and your service area. That way, when someone in your service area does that keyword search, your business will pop up. Now, is it just you doing the work, or do you have any help? Do you have a crew or a couple guys?
I have a couple of guys that I can I have a couple of guys that I can get, but the main work, most of what I do, depending on the size of the job, then I'll get help.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. So, I mean, help when needed, which is great because you are going to get a steady stream of phone calls and, you know, you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. So maybe it is the bigger job that you get a little help on, but it's going to pay you for your time. Or maybe it's a smaller job you can get done quickly on your own and move on to that next one. Big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's still that same flat rate. So it's nothing at all like a lead-based service. You know, you're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. A living, breathing human being needing your services will call you. Now, I know that you understand you will not be the only company that pops up on that first page when someone does a keyword search. And ultimately, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call your company, but the ones that do will be calling you directly. They're calling you specifically, and Chris, they'll be calling you after seeing the website that we'll build for you. Now, I want to include the website at no additional cost. Our job is not just to list you on the first page, it's, of course, to give the people who see you there the reasons why they should call you, and I want to be able to showcase your work. You do have before and after photos of some of the work that you've done?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good. Yeah, because we want to put that on there so that when you get those phone calls, it's going to be from someone, like I said, who knows that you do what they're looking for. At this point, they're probably already thinking if you're available to do the job and your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. And like I said, no matter how many jobs you do, it's that same flat rate. Now, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, most people will simply pick up the phone and call you. Everything's got that click-to-call feature. There will, though, be a contact form on the website, so people who fill that out can tell you where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they would like you to come out. When they fill out that form, you will get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still that flat rate. So you're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything that they do type into that form, though, will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, that's all pretty self-explanatory. It sounds like what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. You know, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the Yellow Pages anymore. We just jump on a smartphone and hop on a computer. We find someone on that first page who does what we're looking for. That's the guy that we call. It's kind of that old football adage. You know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. That playing field, of course, in this case, is the first page of Google. And I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best, but we've got to get you on that playing field. Otherwise, it's hard to win. I mean, you know, most people don't go past that first page when they're making that choice. Now, one thing that I can do here for you, let me ask you first, because I know that that Tara attached the Angie Leads, the home advisor here. That's a very different service. That's a lead-based service. Are you using that currently? Are you paying for leads right now? Do you like that service?
Yes, sir.
How's it
going? They're doing well.
It's a good service. I mean, obviously, it's different than what we do. You're paying for leads with that. But the reason that I ask is, and it's not specifically for the Angies. Where's that promo code anyway? Oh, there it is. There's a promo code in our system here that I'm going to apply, and it is for someone who's spending advertising dollars elsewhere, which is why I wanted to ask if you're still using that. What it does, it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. I might sometimes take 20, 30, sometimes even 50% off of that setup fee, but partly because you're a brand new business, and also, like I said, I'm not expecting you to stop using that service right away. There is no direct conflict. Although a lot of my clients, though, find that they are able to scale back on their leads. Once we get their phone ringing, they don't have to pay for leads as much, then you might be able to keep your leads paused more often, too. But in this case, I want to take, you know, basically two-thirds off of that setup fee. The setup fee by itself, and again, it's not for the website. We're going to do the website for free. The setup fee is for all of the 70 directories that are necessary to get you on that first page, the time, the resources, in some cases, the direct cost to do that. That setup fee could be as high as $299, but I'm going to take $199 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $100. Of course, it only attaches to just that first month. Every month after that, it's exactly $199, and again, that rate will never go up. It is the exact amount. Now, I see the business listed in Chris's Home Repair. Now, is that how you want the company to appear online?
Yes, sir.
It is. Okay, great. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, is this the phone number that you want your customers to call? Is it also the best number for us to reach you?
Yes, sir. They can, and I also have one other number.
Okay.
And either one will be good.
What is the other number?
It is area code 251.
Mm-hmm.
421-5771.
Okay, so I've got 251-421-5771, and you said that that is also a good number for the business, for the customers to call?
Yes, sir.
And of the two, if there is one that's better for us to call to reach you, which one is it?
You can call the one that we're speaking on as of now.
Okay, the 0794 number. All right, gotcha. I'll put down as the primary for us to give you a call. And you can receive a smart text message. It's a smartphone, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything's got the click-to-call feature, and you'll get those calls directly to you. On the website that we'll build, there's a contact form, so people can fill that out, tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, Chris, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or if they're reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And then certainly for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we'll email things out to you. Chris, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It is smoketorn@gmail.com.
Was it smoketorn, T-O-R-N?
Yes, sir.
At gmail.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And then when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email. And like I said, it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we are trying to get out to you. Chris, did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email?
It doesn't matter.
Any of those? Okay, good. There's going to be a bit of redundancy. If we call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a text message, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Chris, what is your last name, sir?
Tipton, T-I-P-T-O-N.
Okay. And then, Mr. Tipton, the other thing that I wanted to ask you about, and correct me if I'm wrong, your service base, you go out to the customer, right? So there's no there's no showroom, there's no physical address even for us to promote for your business?
No, sir. I have no office or anything. I just work straight from going to the customer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are basically run out of the truck or out of the home, and that's perfectly fine. I mean, Google, you know, even if you had a small office where you did your paperwork, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. In fact, you know, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do two things. One, I'll be taking a look at our client interview calendar. Chris, we're going to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information we need to build out your website, to create all the content. So we'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc. What's unique about your business? If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you've got a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that I'll do now, and Chris, this is required of us as we're Google Premier partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, Mr. Tipton, so you know it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the subscription costs as well as the one-time setup fee, that we're including a website for you, et cetera. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But Chris, if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Mr. Tipton, is that fair enough?
Okay. Sounds fair.
All right, Chris, give me a second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Chris. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. And Chris, it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Mr. Tipton, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Chris's Home Repair.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Chris, please state your name and your official title within the business.
I am the owner and lead carpenter, and my name is Christopher Tipton.
Okay. And, Mr. Tipton, as the owner and lead carpenter, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Chris, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Tipton, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. And then, as you might imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Chris, since our job is to make sure that people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Chris, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, of course. Our job is to make sure your phone is ringing. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. Now, Chris, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angies. Like I said, there's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So, you know, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Tipton, we ask that you at least let us know. Chris, that's fair enough, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
We will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll create the website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee, with the website included, and with it being a month-to-month service, Chris, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 19th of September, in the very discounted total amount of just $299.00. And then when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $199. The $199, Chris, is a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we're also In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Now, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, we do offer our services completely at will, month to month, no contract. And that means, of course, you can discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or even pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. And then, Chris, all that we do request, all we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Chris, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Tipton, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then Chris, that does in fact conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover, Chris?
MasterCard.
And is it your name? MasterCard. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Yes, sir.
Just your name? First and last, any middle initial? Is it Chris or Christopher on the card?
No, just Christopher.
Okay, perfect.
Just first and last, that's all.
First and last, no middle, but it's Christopher on the card, not Chris. I've got that fixed there. And then you said it was a MasterCard. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it is 5523.
Yes, okay.
3010.
Yes, sir.
0198.
Yes, sir.
5547.
Okay. And then, Chris, the expiration month and year?
327.
3 of 27. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
269.
269. So I've got 269, 269 on the back, and March, or 03 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Chris, was the card itself 55-23-30-10-0198-55-47?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then is the billing address of that card the 4720 Hamill Drive, 36613?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number on it, the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that. Okay, good. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one. It's option one or extension one to reach client support. And then, Chris, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email 24/7, of course, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And then there is a link there's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Chris, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, you'll receive that for automated system as soon as we're able to process that payment. Now, our finance department did just let me know that that payment did not go through, and it's not saying why, so I don't know if you might have to give your bank the heads up that we're trying to process that, or is the $299 available at this moment on that card?
It should be. Let me call them and see what's going on.
Okay. Let me go ahead and schedule your client interview. I can, you know, give it a half an hour or so and try to run it again.
All right.
But and
yeah,
then the client interview, like I said, it's going to be with one of our technicians. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes 25 or 30 minutes. Let's see. It looks like we can do 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock. The call would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
If you want something at
3? Let's go with, I've got to meet a lady at, yeah, let's do 5.
Okay. So it's going to be scheduled at 5. The call itself would get to you a few minutes after 5 and get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30. You'll receive at 4 o'clock a reminder email through our automated system, and then in just a little bit here I'll also send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people
do.
It's going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. It's going to have your username, which is actually just the phone number that we're speaking on. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number itself. 256-673-0794. That's always going to be the username, and it cannot be changed, but it's easy for you to remember. Now, like I said, when we're able to process the payment, and I'll give it another half an hour and try it again, once the payment gets processed, you'll get through our automated system that confirmation email with the client support information, which you already have. And then you'll also get an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. You'll receive it by email. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then once you open it up, it's just going to talk about the services that we'll be providing for you, Google Business Profile Optimization, optimizing your listing on Bing, the website, all the directories. At the bottom, there's going to be a long line that goes all the way across, and it'll make complete sense when you see it. There's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We just want you to click on that box. There's a longer box below the line. It's got an arrow pointing towards it, and that's where you type in or copy and paste your first and last name as it appears. So it's Christopher Tipton. Case sensitive, appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it, just the space between. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That will do a few things.
Okay.
It will allow us to actually get a head start on your account before that client interview, because it's going to allow us to get the Google PIN card sent out to you and also to do the initial NAPW audit to verify any information and to correct it if there's any inaccuracies of what's already online. So it is an important step in the process. You won't get that information though until we process that payment. Like I said, I'll wait about a half an hour or so, give you the chance to talk to your bank, and then we'll try it. The follow-up call will be later on this afternoon in that 5 o'clock hour. It is coming from a different department, someone from our client interview team. So I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate your kindness and your patience in taking the phone call.
Oh, yes, sir, and thank you.
Thank you, too. Do you have a preference of Chris over Christopher or vice versa? Does it matter?
Not really.
Okay. Well, everything's being sent out to Christopher because that's how it appears on the card.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll put in the notes here that you go by Chris a lot, too. All righty, Chris. Okay. I appreciate you. You take care. You have a great day. And, again, be on the lookout for that follow-up call from our client interview team in that 5 o'clock hour.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be looking forward to it. All right.
All right. All righty, Chris. Thanks a lot. Take care, sir.
All right. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Bye.